Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everyone. Welcome to The Doctors Are In. Yes, we are back. That's right. Woo-hoo. After a little bit of a hiatus there, I'm Dax Carlisle from the Tarot Guild, now in our 16th year. I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host. She has a PhD in linguistics and is a certified life coach, currently working on her credentials in neurolinguistics and hypnotherapy. And every Friday, she joins me to dispense her wisdom and wonderful tools for life, such as mantras. Yes, we call her the Mantra Maven. Here she is, live from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hey, Rose.
Hey, everybody. How are you, Dax? How you doing?
Pretty good. How's that for an intro?
I'm sorry, say that again. Good to hear you.
How's that for an intro?
Oh, it was fantastic. Thank you so much. I was celebrating over here. You couldn't see me. I had my arms raised up. Woo-hoo.
Yes, we can even pop some bubbly here. And...
Oh, there we go. Oh, yes.
There we go.
It's never too early for champagne.
not for me, not on Friday. We're heading into the weekend. You know, I love our Friday shows, our Saturday shows. And, of course, all of our weekend shows are sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the organization for professional tarot readers and students and tarot enthusiasts since 2004. I can't believe I've been doing this that long, Rose.
Wow.
Celebrated 10 years on the air as well, and been doing radio since 2010. Amazing. Oh, my God, the time just slips away. Hey, we are an open line show all day today, Rose.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Yes, no topic scheduled for today. Instead, we're just going to do open lines. We do have the card of the day, the numerology of the day. And a little bit later, we're going to do the mantra of the week. Dr. Rose has a fabulous mantra for us. What's it about again? I think in the green room, you mentioned the wish mantra.
That's right. Everybody has wishes and desires. And in the day and age that we're living in right now, sometimes we can't see a way of, you know, creating what it is that we want. So I have a mantra, a wish-fulfilling mantra.
Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. Hey, there's a couple of ways that you can join us and interact. You can go to the chat room on the Tarot Guild website. It's thetarotguild.com/chat. Thetarotguild.com/chat. Chat room with us. You can comment on the show, ask us questions, and even ask for a mini reading right from the chat room, thetarotguild.com/chat. And you can call us at 714-816-4628. Remember, as I said, this is an open line show all show long. So we need you. We need the callers. There's a bunch of people in the queue right now, but we've got room for a lot more callers than we normally do on our average show, because when we have a big topic, sometimes we don't get to the callers till the bottom of the hour. We're going to jump right into callers and do callers all day today. Right, Rose?
That sounds absolutely fabulous to me.
Yes. Let me give that phone number out again. It's area code 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 as soon as you get through. As soon as you get through, you press 1. That puts you into the caller queue. Because if you don't press 1, we assume you're just listening to the show. But if you press 1, it'll put you up into the queue. We know you want to be live on air with us. And we take the calls in the order that they come in. If you're wondering how, you know, I'm in Tucson and roses in Berkeley and why we have a 714 area code. Well, that's just what Blog Talk assigned us, but it's actually Disneyland in California, 714. I like to say that we're coming from the Magic Kingdom. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Absolutely fun. Absolutely fun. This is an interesting day. I pulled the card of the day, and then I looked at the numerology. Lo and behold, I got the Four of Cups. So there's that four energy structure. Think of the four legs on a table or chair, you know, four walls, you know, to make a building, you know, a minimal building. And the date, 5/22/2020. I love all those twos. You know, that's relationships. And, you know, we have a relationship with you, our listeners, because we don't have a show without you, you know. And we love when you call in and chat with us. Well, that whole date adds up to 13, and 1 plus 3 is 4. In numerology, we call that a reduction. So we reduce it to a single digit. So it's a 4 date. And then the day, we always look at the day itself, which is the 22nd, 2 plus 2 is 4. Look at all that 4 energy. It's all about structure today. Now, the Four of Cups can have a lot of different meanings. Cups is water, so it's emotions. Often it's the card, the sourpuss card. You know, someone's not satisfied with their current situation, and they're looking down at these. They have choices. They have these three cups in front of them. They got their arm crossed. They're not really thrilled with any of these choices. But lo and behold, off to their right, coming out of a cloud is a hand holding a fourth option. But they don't see it because they're so intently staring at these. Mm. It's also a card of, you know, like reevaluation, Rose, like taking a step back, thinking outside the box. And, of course, there's that four again, a box, structure. Yep. It all ties in. Yes. So this is, you know, we're all thinking about this too. You know, what's going to happen going forward? This four is also a time of making plans. You know, if you're in a four personal year or a world year of four, if your life path is a four, you really like structure. You like things to be planned out. This is a day where you want to do that. Make some plans. Evaluate. Remember, I said it's also a card of, you know, evaluating situations, similar to like the Hermit card, for instance, you know, or the Four of Swords. You know, you're taking a step back. It's interesting how all the four cards are similar that way, you know, and take a step back there and look at the situation. Maybe you don't want to go back to that muggle job or work the same way in the JOB. You know, they've been talking about that a lot on TV, Rose, how people discovered they didn't even know that they could remotely do their job. Now that they discovered that they can remotely do their job, a lot of people are going to continue to do it that way. Maybe only take a trip into the office once a week or something like that. Or maybe your office is now at your home. Yeah, a lot of people are switching gears here. They're making plans. They're forming structures. They're seeing how they can provide value for other people remotely, online, or over the phone, or what have you. Yeah. So today is all about that with the numerology of the day and the card of the day. I hope you all are beginning to feel the wheels turning up there in your head. Okay, so I'm shuffling the cards here. Let's see, how many callers we have? Oh, my gosh, we got a bunch of callers. We're going to go right to the calls now, folks. And if you're listening out there, if you're listening live and you're thinking, should I call in? Yeah, do it right now, because then you'll get your spot. And as long as you hold on the line there, you won't lose your place. Because if you hang up and you call back in, you could be behind an additional 10 people at that point. Yeah, so this is the time to secure your spot at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, remember, press 1 on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in today, open the dial pad on the app and press 1. Yes, that's how you do it. So are you ready, Rose? You want to talk to some people?
Yeah, let's get started.
Let's get started. We're going to go to the caller that's been waiting the longest, area code 256. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Kimberly, how you doing?
Hey,
how's
Kimberly.
Georgia?
I'm well. How are y'all?
Pretty
good,
actually, considering. What can we do for you today? What do you want to chat about? It's open lines, mini readings, whatever you want.
Actually, a reading. I've been applying to different positions, and I just want to get maybe a confirmation or a peek of what I'm going to be doing on my next job.
Now, do you have an area? Do you know what you're doing or going to be doing, or is it? Could it be like multiple things? You're not sure at this moment.
It's in the realm of education. Something outside of teaching.
Okay. Well, you know, the cards are showing you're making methodical progress. It's kind of slow going. I'm getting the Knight of Pentacles, or the Knight of Coins, sometimes they call it, which is of the four knights in the tarot deck, it's the slowest moving. In fact, when you look at it, it looks like he's standing still, but he actually is moving, and it's very slow, but it's steady. You know, steady progress. He's staring at the pentacle. He's staring at the coin. He's examining things, which goes right along with the card of the day and the numerology of today's date and day. You know, it's all about forming that structure. Forward progress is going to be more about you and your focus, and kind of getting the focus off of, well, I'm applying for all these jobs, and it's kind of scattergun approach, you know, and you know, which is going to come through. Well, you know, really, you're in charge. What's going to come through is what you decide. It's what you focus on. And it's almost 100, not quite, but almost 180 degrees backwards from the way most people do it and the way you're doing it, you know, because that's what people do. You know, they put in applications, they throw them at the wall, 150 applications, and, you know, right, Rose?
Right.
Yeah. And what I always tell folks is, hey, the universe doesn't work that way. The law of attraction doesn't work that way. You've got to give the universe's GPS an address. And it, don't worry, it'll do all the turns and tell you how to go and how to get there. It'll do the how, but you gotta have the why, and you've gotta have the destination. Because if you don't put in an address, or it's half an address, guess what? The GPS in your car is not gonna get you there, you know? So I think you'll make more progress if you look at, okay, I applied at these four or five, you know, what's the one that really you feel good about, that you have passion about? Focus on that one job, you know, additional calls there, little notes, sending some emails or texts or something like that, you know, and spending time around the actual facility, really focus in on one thing. Okay, I'm kind of getting the feeling like, because I'm getting the crying over spilt milk card, the five of cups. Cups is emotions, and he's got five cups there, or she, and three of them have fallen over and spilt their contents, and he's looking down at them, and right behind him is two perfectly full, fine, upright cups. But all his focus is on the lack and the loss. And I feel like that's what's going on with you. I think that you'll be able to break free and make progress when you metaphorically turn around and look at the two cups that are full. Stop focusing on, well, you know, I've applied to these jobs. I haven't got a job yet. What's not happening. Instead, you need to be focusing on what you want to happen. And, there's help out there. I also got the five of pentacles, which is usually, you know, you look at it, the two people are out in the snow. They're out, it's literally, you know, out you know, being left out in the cold or feeling like you're left out in the cold type card. Right behind them, though, is the stained glass wall on stained glass window on a wall that belongs to a cathedral or a church right behind them, a place of warmth and comfort and assistance. You can get help. There is assistance out there. The other thing is the high priestess shows up, which is talking about using your own intuition and wisdom, your emotional intelligence. I tell people, you know, their body, the body knows everything. Ask your, you know, either do muscle testing or put a hand on your solar plexus, take a deep breath and think to yourself, is this job in my best interest?
Mm-hmm.
And the very first thing that comes through, pay attention to. And then you could do that same exercise. You want to do what they call break state in neurolinguistics, where, you know, you kind of shake that off. If you're sitting down, stand up. If you're standing up, sit down or walk around, shake your hands a little bit, you know, and then before you go to the next one, because you don't want the two energetically connected. So, you know, you look at job one, do the test. Look at job two, do the test. Look at job three, you know, break state. Look at job four and ask for your intuitive response to what, you know, what for you, what you should be focusing on and pushing in that direction. So that's basically what's coming up in the cards. You know, the way you ask the question, Kimberly, it's not really showing me Kimberly's going to be doing X, Y, Z. It's just not
okay.
Doing that. And okay. the tarot is that way. Often the tarot will tell the client what they need to know now. Okay. This is more important than what you're eventually going to be doing, because it's like someone comes to me, you know, pull some cards. Am I going to get married? I pull some cards. You're going to get married. Does that give them any information? Does that help them? No. You know, they don't know who they're getting married to. They don't know if it's in 2 months, 2 years, or 20 years. You know, it doesn't serve any purpose. It's kind of a fluff question, you know. And exactly what you're going to be doing and you know, how you're going to be working, where your focus is, and what you're doing to get the J-O-B. Also, that's another factor that the tarot really can't give you an answer on what you're going to be doing, because you haven't decided yet. You haven't focused on what you want. So you're sending out to the universe, well, you know, I applied to all these jobs. Here's all these different possibilities. Well, yeah, that's what it is. It's a whole bunch of possibilities. You know, you need to crystallize it, you know, and focus. And then, you know, if you did that a week or two from now, you could ask the same question, and the tarot might give me more details about a particular job versus, you know, what am I going to be doing? You see how that works?
Yes.
Yeah. But thanks for the call, Kimberly. Great way to start out.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye,
Take
Kimberly.
Care. Bye-bye.
I think Kim's called before. I'm not entirely sure. We've had some Georgia calls recently. I say recently, but we haven't been on the air for three weeks.
Right. It's been a bit. Almost a month.
Yeah, it's great to be back on with you. It wasn't our initial intention, but what was going on was Dr. Rose had, you know, she teaches at Berkeley, so she had to do, you know, end of semester tests, grading, all that kind of fun stuff, you know, papers, all that stuff. And so she needed some time off. And also there are five five Saturdays, and yeah, there's also five Fridays in May. And I said to her, hey, you know, that works out perfectly. We'll just take the first two off and, you know, we'll come back on the 15th. Well, it didn't quite work out that way.
Yeah.
But we're back now, We're back now on the 22nd here. We'll be back next Friday as well. Tarot Today, our Saturday show, also took a day off, and we'll be back next week. And a little later in the show, Dr. Rose is going to tell you about the upcoming shows on the network this week. Yeah. So let's take another call, see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 831. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. My name is Christina, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Christina.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm out of breath.
I had to run to the phone.
My dog got tangled in a tarp and in rope and was so scared, and I got her untangled. So she's a rambunctious puppy. But the question I have is, what spirit has to say to me, like, what's most important for me to know at this moment? Because I think I'm just going to trust whatever comes through is what I need to be knowing right now, even though there's a lot of things I could ask. I just think it's more important to know what's best for me right now in this moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
unless
okay.
you want a specific question, then, because I...
Well, no, specific questions work really the best, especially on radio shows.
The best.
You only got 2 minutes or so with each caller.
Okay.
But we can still do it either way, really. But I feel like you have a burning question.
I do, financially.
One thing above all.
I'm sorry, one thing above all? Sorry about that.
Yeah, you have multiple questions, but I know there's a burning one. There's one that is at the forefront.
Yeah.
And
do you see me okay? Do you see me having finances coming in expected and unexpected ways that I'll be all right, that I'll have more than what I need?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'm getting the Empress, which is about growth, the Ace of Pentacles or the Ace of Coins, new opportunities, Ace of Wands, same thing, new opportunities.
Ooh.
You end up with the Ten of Cups, which is happy family life, emotional stability, and there's even a message, potentially even a romantic message coming in from the far right. There's the Knight of Cups coming in, and that's often a message. Actually, the pages or the knights can be about messages, and he's holding his goblet there, and of course that's about emotions too, and he's coming forward. So you should expect some kind of message coming your way. And it's interesting because the cards about finance are in the middle, and bookending them is that Knight of Cups on the left, and the last card on the right is that Ten of Cups. So it's almost like a progression happens and you end up at the Ten of Cups, and also that emotion has so much to do with it. Now, when we've done our shows on the four steps to the law of attraction and the cross of manifestation from tarot?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So emotions are one of the steps, and emotion is the fuel. Because if you don't have emotion, you don't have the fuel. You can intellectually know your goal. You can even know why. You could have the passion step. And even take action in the physical realm, which is step 4, the final step. But if you don't have the emotion, if you don't have the fuel, you're not going to manifest, you see. But the other cards are showing me, especially the Aces, and it's interesting, the Empress card is right there in the center. It's a card of fruitfulness and growth and action and development. And then on either side are those two aces, the Ace of Wands and the Ace of Coins. Remember, I don't know if you were listening when we started the show, but the numerology of the day and the card of the day, Four of Cups, it's a 4-date, it's a 4-day. It's all about structure. It's all making plans for the future. There's opportunities coming your way, but you got to be careful not to miss them. You see. And I feel strongly that that message coming through from the Knight of Cups, you know, has more to do with that than it. I mean, it could be both, you know. I mean, you, it could be romantic information or, you know, new things coming into your life, relationship-wise. But I feel like, you know, both the Knight of Cups and the Ten of Cups is talking about establishing abundance through emotional stability, and that this message coming through, or multiple messages on multiple subjects, I feel that, you know, one of those messages is something about one of these potential new opportunities in the realm of income, finance, businesses, jobs, career, along those lines. And you know, that's what today is all about. I feel like it's no accident that you called in today, because the numerology of the day, the card of the day, is all about that. It's making the plans now, you know, and you don't have to wait for the turnaround to come. In fact, if you wait, you're just going to wait, you know. What you really need to be doing is exactly what we just told Kimberly, that you can decide for yourself. You can make a plan today, you know, that four energy that I've been talking about with the numerology and the tarot card of the day. It's all about that four energy. You know, there's like something there. There's these opportunities that you're just not seeing. You're not putting two and two together, because you're stuck in your box that, you know, we all have our box where we feel comfortable. And, well, I've always made money this way. It's always come in this way. You know,
right.
It's time. Yes. And a box has four walls, like the four energy from the numerology and the card of the day. And
wow.
So it's time to step out of the box and think, think to yourself, I already have experience. I already have skills and abilities that I have developed through my life to this point. How do I take advantage of what I already know and create value for somebody else? And here's the big cherry on the top. What problem do I solve for them? And
that's beautiful. I'm going to send this show to myself to re-listen to this.
Oh, and send it to all your friends. Send it to all your friends, you know, or just pop out this clip, because it's not just for you. It's for everybody listening right now.
Right.
It's the secret to life and business, which are all intertwined. And the truth of the matter is that it doesn't matter what you do. I don't care if you're pumping gas at the gas station. Well, I'm showing my age. They don't do that anymore. It's all self-serve. You know, but whether you're working at the convenience store, you know, or you're a clinical psychologist, or you're a doctor or lawyer, or you make iPhones for people, I don't care what it is you do. I don't care if you answer the phones at Apple. It doesn't matter. There is a problem being solved for the person on the other end of the phone. The value comes from your knowledge, skills, and abilities they don't have, and you're solving their issue. So it's not so much, you know, we like to identify ourselves with what we do. I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm a tarot reader. You know, things like that, Reiki master, life coach. I mean, if I list all the things that I do, it would take an hour. People don't care. I'm telling you, people don't give the first bleep, 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 Christina. They want to know, what problem do you solve for them? And so
right.
You think of the problem first, not how you do it. You don't say, I do EFT and thought field therapy, life coaching, and hypnosis and neurolinguistics. You say, I am the quit smoking specialist. I'm the last person that people go to when they've tried to quit 20 times. Come to me. You will quit smoking. People will pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for that one thing that you, that one problem, that one issue that you solve for somebody else. There's great value in the knowledge and skills you already have. You don't need to work for somebody else. You don't need to find the next J-O-B. You know, you don't need to even know. Remember your initial premise, your initial question, you know, will I be okay?
With finances.
Will money come in? Will there be opportunities? It's a specious question. It's totally up to you. You know, you don't need to ask that question because you already have the power to make it what you want.
Would I just go within, and then I wanted to replay this message to me, but also I was thinking, oh my God, I got to pay attention because what he said to the woman before me applies to me. Because I'm thinking of all these things that I could do, and then I'm in this loop. I'm stuck.
Right.
So would I just put it as, can you show me what I'm looking around that I already know how to do and that I could solve?
I can give an answer to people
that are looking for.
Right. There's a lot of ways of doing that. Just setting aside some time every day before you go to sleep, as soon as you wake up, or both, and meditate. And I'm not talking about contemplating your navel. You can sit there quietly.
I was going to ask you about meditating. First thing, just to set that intention and then follow the impulses.
Just hold on. We got stuff for you because this is going to help not just you, but you know how the first call applied to you. This information we're giving out right now to you is going to help 10,000 other people listening to this show. So hold on.
Right.
We've got stuff. I'm going to ask Dr. Rose to give you a mantra. And this is how to start it off, though, before we get to the mantra part of things, is just the setting aside. You turn the phone off, okay, so you're not disturbed. You wake up in the morning. Write down your dreams, first of all, and as you go to sleep at night, you're going to be programming your dreams for the universe to give you this answer that you're talking about getting right now, okay? And then part of that is going to be you wake up in the morning, write it down, whatever you can remember, and then you contemplate your navel for 10 minutes. And what I want you to do, actually, is I want you to just focus on your breathing, okay? So three or four counts in, hold three, three out, hold three, breathe in, three. And then once you've got that slow, steady rhythm going, you know, read over your list. Read, and you're going to have multiple lists. You're going to, first of all, you're going to have the dream journal. You're going to be writing those down. Reread those every day, and you're adding to them every morning, so you reread it every day. And at night, right before you go to sleep, you reread it again. And then what you're going to do is also you're going to have another piece of paper where you're – and, yes, I'm talking about – no, not your tablet, not your laptop, not your phone. I'm talking about a real piece of paper with that thing they used to call a pen, you know, that people used to use back in the day, or a pencil even. Wow, that's even really going farther back because there's something magical about writing things out. So the other – the second after the dream journal, the second piece of paper, you're going to write down – exactly how you want things to be. I want to make X amount of money, and I want to do that serving people in a certain way, and here's what it's going to look like, and where are you doing that from? Okay, I want to be at home in a home office on Zoom, or I want to work out of a holistic clinic and work with clients one-on-one in person, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. I have no idea what it is. You have to decide, this would be my dream situation. I have my laptop. I get up in the morning. I make coffee. I've done my dream journal. I've done my contemplating the navel. I've looked at my list of my perfect income source career and business. And then you get up, you make the coffee, you do your short commute to the bedroom number 3, which is actually your office, and you get on your laptop and you start making money, okay? And you may be writing books. You may be creating courses and selling them online. Maybe you want to do physical products. You have something, you discover something that's just fantastic. Everybody needs this. I'm going to sell it through Amazon. I don't know what that is. You know, this is your job right now. Your only job is to figure out what this is. But without knowing exactly what it is, you could still write down qualities like I want to be at home, or I want to work from an office. I don't want to be disturbed. I want to have, you know, my 3-martini lunch in between sessions. I want endless coffee in the morning. I'm going to go out and buy a really expensive espresso maker, you know, just to make this like the greatest situation ever. You know, write all those suggestions, ideas down, and something's going to start to crystallize, because you're going to have your dream journal and you're going to be getting hints from the universe. Every night as you lay your head down on the bed, the lights are out, you're going into a light alpha state, you're going into hypnosis. Everybody, this is for everybody out there, you go into hypnosis before you go to sleep and as soon as you wake up every single day. So hypnosis is not this scary, you know, mystical thing. It's something, it's a state of brainwave patterns that we go in and out of all day, every day. It's why there's road hypnosis. You're driving home and you suddenly find yourself pulling into the carport. You have no clue how you got there because you were daydreaming, thinking of this other thing. Or you're in the movie theater and you completely forget there's 500 people and you get totally absorbed into the screen there. Or you're reading a book and your partner has to, you know, call your name and slap you on the back 2 times to get your attention because you're so engrossed in the story. Folks, that is all hypnosis. So take advantage of the natural. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of the natural occurrence to connect with your subconscious mind as you're about to drift off to sleep, and you're going to program your mind. I want the universe to tell me what I should be doing for my business that involves working from home or working from this fabulous, I want to be poolside. I want to be on the beach. I don't know what it is that, you know, how you want to work, but you're going to program your dreams. You're going to write them down in the morning, and you're going to compare that with your ideas that you're also writing down, and you're going to start to form and crystallize a concept. It's going to allow you to think outside the box and realize what value you can create for somebody else. And I bet Dr. Rose has a mantra or two, something that will allow you to focus in on this that could become a ritual in the morning because or before you go to sleep at night, because ritual sets up success.
Yeah.
Everybody that's a multi, you know, like Rose, like all the billionaires out there, they have specific rituals. They wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. every single day. They do their exercise. They do their meditation. They read 2 books. Then they go to work. And their phone's off the entire time. They don't touch their emails. They don't touch their Facebook messages, their Instagram. You know, they go through rituals. And mantras are fabulous rituals. Do you have something for Christina?
Yeah. You know, what I would use, and I've talked about this mantra a lot on the show, is the gum mantra. The gum mantra. The gum mantra is about removing obstacles of all kinds, even when we're not clear on something, or we need to, you know, you were just talking about looking within for the answers in terms of, you know, how you're going to move forward. Gum is a great mantra to help clear away the fogginess that's of your mind, because I believe we all have the answers on the inside. And I wanted to say how much I identify with what you're going through, because it's taken me I've had conversations with Dax about this. It's taken me over a year, probably about 2 years, to figure out what I really wanted to focus on for my hypnotherapy and NLP business. And I couldn't figure it out. I was just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to write. And I kept having, Beth and I had at least a couple of conversations about it. And I, of course, there are a lot of skills that I have. And he said, I don't know. You're focusing on the skill. What problem can you solve? So I finally got that answer just recently. And I was like, oh, thank God. But chanting gum really helps to remove a lot of the fuzzy headedness and the I guess you call it unclarity that you have going on about what it is that you want to do. And it's a great mantra to begin your day with. You don't, you know, I know a lot of people talk about chanting the mantra 108 times a day. If you want to do that, that's great. That's a standard practice, and people usually do it for 40 or 45 days, and that's fantastic. But you don't have to do it that way. You can just chant it 9 times and just imagine your mind becoming clear. Like, you know, imagine if you're a visual person, you can imagine a cloudy day. You know, there's all these dark clouds and whatnot, and you chant gum, 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 and then it clears it away, you know, and it's a great way to start your day with. Sometimes I'll only chant it 3 times, sometimes 9 times, but I don't always do 108 unless I really want to do a standard practice, and that's normally not something that I do personally. But you can still get the benefit, especially if you do it every day. It's a great way to kind of clear your mind. Sometimes we wake up with, you know, issues and problems in our mind, and we need a way to kind of clear that. And gum is the best way to do it. Sounds like chewing gum, but gum is really a sound that's been discovered in, you know, ancient India to remove obstacles, to remove any form of negativity. It doesn't matter what it is. So that's what I recommend.
It's a vibration.
It's a vibration, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was getting feedback on Christine's line. I had to put her on hold, but I think we've lost her on here. I'm also getting some feedback on your line, like we were before the show. You might need to reposition your phone, your mic, or your mic or something, just to let you know about that. And what I was going to suggest, because we're on the subject of mantras, why don't you do the mantra of the day, the mantra of the week, and we will then take some more calls before the end of the show.
Okay. So, you know, I was trying to figure out every morning when we do this show, I'm thinking, okay, what mantra do I want to do for today or to provide? And I've given out a lot. But this time something came to me about a wish-fulfilling mantra. I don't know about you guys out there, but I always have wishes and desires, right? You know, I wish this would change. I want this to change. I want to track something. I want this to happen. And that's been coming up for me during my vacation time. I took I have two jobs. One, I work at Berkeley, and I'm the semester is ending on that one. Actually, it'll be ending today. And I have another job where I work for an online company that follows the teachings of a guru in India. And so I write online courses and things of that nature for that company. And I took 2 weeks off there as well because I realize that, you know, this has been kind of like a rough year for me personally and for everybody, you know, not only with the whole COVID-19 virus spreading and, you know, people having to quarantine themselves and in certain areas, but also my mother was sick earlier this year. And for the first 2 months, she was at a skilled nursing facility. She's fine now, thank God. But it's been a rough road. 2020 just started off with, I don't know what, it's just crazy. Anywho, and granted, we're in this kind of situation where, you know, you have to be careful about going out and who you're interacting with and having that social distancing, at least in the United States, wearing a mask, maybe goggles or whatever it is, a hazmat suit for some of us. You know, it's just crazy times. And so during these kind of times, it's really difficult to, sometimes it's difficult to imagine what it is that you want. And you need a little bit of extra help because it's like, hey, you know, in this day and age, I don't know how I'm going to attract a mate. I don't know how I'm going to, you know, get this job, this career that I really want. I don't know how I'm going to manifest a new home, you know, or a car, whatever it is that you want to, you know, bring to you. So with all that in mind, as I said earlier, a wish-fulfilling mantra is one of the best mantras that you can have. And there are a couple. I'm only going to give you one because I'm trying to find another one, and I wasn't able to successfully find it, but I will give you some hints about that in a moment.
Oh, we could do that one next week, baby.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll tell a little bit about the goddess behind it, but I just don't have the mantra yet for people. I always try to get something that's easy to chant and not difficult, because longer mantras are more difficult, and it's hard for a radio show to do that. But anyway, so this is a general mantra for fulfilling desires. And this comes out of the book. I always like to tell my references. Shakti Mantras, Tapping into the Great Goddess Energy Within. This is written by Thomas Ashley Ferrand. I've talked about him before. If you're really interested in mantras, get his book called Healing Mantra. That's a great way to start with. And basically, Healing Mantras is using sound affirmations for personal power, creativity, and healing. Thomas Ashley Ferrand. It's a great book to start with. But he also did one that really focuses on goddess mantras or Shakti mantras, which is the name of the book. And so this general mantra for fulfilling desires, he states the best way to use this mantra is to concentrate on the desired object or condition while chanting the mantra. So concentrate, that's like visualize, right? Try to feel it if you can, or at least visualize the desired object. That means it could be anything material, a car, a house, whatever it is, right? Or conditions. You know, what is it that you need changed in terms of your circumstances while chanting this mantra? The mantra is, and I'll repeat it a few times, Om Tama Daimye Namaha. Om Tama Daimye Namaha. One more time. Om Kama Da'inye Namaha. So Om, as you know, O-M or A-U-M, depending upon, you know, what your spelling preference is. Kama is K-A-M-A. The next word is Da'inye, which is spelled D-A-Y-I-N-Y-E-I. Kind of weird. D-A-Y-I-N-Y. E-I, and then Namaha, N-A-M-A-H-A, Da'inye, Om Kama Da'inye Namaha. And what it means is that, literally it means salutation or greeting, right, to she, the goddess, who was compassion itself, okay? And so you're praying to, not praying, I'm sorry, you're using the mantra as a way of fulfilling a desire and attracting a particular object or conditions in your life. Om Kama Daimye Namaha. And so that's what I recommend for people to chant, because we all have wishes and desires and things that we want to fulfill, and especially in this day and age where things have really drastically changed for all of us around the globe, we can use some extra help. You know, we can use that extra frequency. If you want to think of mantras as frequencies, or you want to think of mantras as a goddess, a consciousness that comes and helps, you know, we could definitely use that in our lives today. So that's the mantra for the day. Or for the week, I guess.
For the week, yes, absolutely. And I love that, the wish mantra. You know, in the law of attraction, when we talk about that in those circles, you know, we always say that wishing is just wishing. You're not actually doing anything. You have to do the four steps of manifestation, the four steps to the law of attraction. But what I like about this mantra is that it actually is setting the intention.
That's right.
It is helping with the manifestation process. You know, it's not just a wish. You know, you ask people what they want, and it's like, well, if I could wish for anything, I'd wish for $1 million. It's like, well, that's a wish. You know, we all wish for something like that. And what we really want is not the $1 million, unless you really are into gold and have the avarice for it, you know, that's a whole different story. But what we really want is what the money buys.
Right.
So you don't manifest the pile of money. You manifest what it is you want to buy with it. It may be a particular lifestyle. It may be an individual thing or a group of things. That's what where vision boards come in, you know, images of all the different things you want to bring into your life. And then it can work. You can draw it in. It's extremely difficult to just manifest money on its own because you're missing some of the steps. You're missing a lot of the steps, really, because there's really no set goal unless you specifically say what the money's for. There's no passion behind it. I mean, yeah, it's exciting, but it's not a true passion. You got to have a passion. That's the why. And you have to have the emotion. The emotion, like we said earlier in the show, Rose, it fuels the law of attraction. It fuels the process of manifestation. And it's hard to have to bring up those feelings of emotion, pile of money. You have to have something else to be able to focus on. And although they call it the wish mantra, it's really the intention setting mantra, the way I'm looking at it. I love it.
Or fulfilling a desire that you have. That's another. And the thing about mantras, though, it's even a step further than the law of attraction. And it's a step further because what you're really talking about is frequency. Anything that you're lacking in your life is because you're not in tune with the right frequency. And, you know, life is energy. We are made of energy, even if it's dense energy. And if you're finding that you're lacking a love life, if you're finding that you're lacking money or whatnot, which is, you know, many people are around the globe, if you're finding that you're lacking, I don't know, some particular object that you desire, it's really because you're not tuned into the right frequency. And so what mantras do is it creates that frequency for you. This is why they ask you to, this is why part of the reason why they have you chant it at least 108 times every day, because you, the more that you are resonating that frequency, and you can even chant just in your head as well. You don't have to be sitting cross-legged and your back is straight. You could just be chanting in your head, and it's helping to create, it's helping to align you with the energy of what it is that you want to bring into your life, or what it is that you want to change in your life. You want to fulfill a desire, then you chant this mantra, and it helps you make that shift. And there are, and it's really interesting because I manage community groups that focus on particular mantras, right? We do like a mantra challenge every, I don't know, you know, all throughout the different groups. We just do it at different times throughout the year. And one of the things that has happened is that people have talked about how their whole mindset changes. And all they're doing is chanting the mantra, or they're playing an audio where the mantra is being chanted. And it changes their mindset. I know we have a group that focuses on the love mantra called CLEAM. It's an attraction mantra, so it can attract. It's really about attracting people, you know, whether it's a love relationship or, you know, business clients or what have you. And they talk about how much happier they feel. This is even before they get what they desire. They feel happier. They're more content. They feel more loving. That's the reason why you're not attracting what you want. What you want, because you're not hitting the frequency. The frequency is somehow lacking in your life. So when you chant a mantra, and, you know, in all honesty, and actually Thomas Ashley Farad says this, any mantra will do, to be honest with you, right? You don't have to chant a thousand mantras in order to get all these different things resolved. You can chant just about any mantra. But I give you these mantras just in case, you know, something that resonates with you and you're like, oh, I really like that, so I want to chant that mantra. But what it does is it changes your frequency. Mantras always change the frequency of, you know, how we're living. So, you know, it goes back to what you were saying in terms of the law of attraction. You start to resonate at the energy before the actual manifestation takes place. That's why mantras are very powerful. They have all of that into one. It's great to visualize. You need to know what you're attracting. Don't just have various thoughts and whatnot. Have an idea. Have an idea or have a visualization. Visualize and have the emotions of what it is that you want to attract. But understand that a mantra will shift your energy, and it'll also shift your way of thinking, and then it'll attract what it is that you want. But you have to become what it is that you desire. You have to become that frequency in order to attract what it is that you're looking for, or whatever change you're wanting to experience. And that goes for spiritual endeavors. If you just want to feel more compassion or be one with God, or, you know, anything like that, it's the same thing. You have to shift your frequency in order to make that happen.
I feel a book coming on, Mantras and Abundance. Mantras and the Law of Attraction by Dr. Rose Wilkerson. I keep giving you all these great ideas. I'm still waiting for you to run with one of them, you know?
You have. You come up with these great things. And I know I'm supposed to be working on that online course about mantras, but, you know, it's taken me a while to really figure out what it is that I want to do. Because, see, for me, not
yeah.
only do I think mantras are very powerful, but the other thing, too, is that people have to change the way that they think. Because what happens a lot when people start a mantra practice, let's say for the first time, they get discouraged because they're like, well, I've been chanting this mantra for 2 weeks now and nothing has appeared. And it's like, you have to understand that, number one, everybody has karmic issues. And karma, with the guru that I follow, his name is Dr. Pillai, he talks about it's really your mind. It's your thoughts. If you're not changing your thoughts, it doesn't matter how much you chant the mantra, you know, because you're always going to think negatively. So it's like you're trying to put yourself in this frequency, but then your mind gets in the way. And so that's why I want to do hypnotherapy and, you know, NLP, to really help people to make that shift, because you need both. You know, there are a lot of people that their mind is fighting them, you know, in terms of, and it could be anything that they want to do, whether you're doing a law of attraction techniques or whatnot, your mind will get in the way. And I, you know, in terms of my business, I want to help people to help train the mind to shift the way that they're thinking so that they're able to really get the benefit of the mantra. That's my goal.
Well, what you said a minute ago is also law of attraction. We keep telling people not to focus on the lack or what you don't want. You're focusing on what you want. And what you were saying about Dr. Pillai and talking about, you know, the negative thoughts, even the person making the statement to somebody else or to themselves that I've been chanting this mantra for 2 weeks and nothing's appeared, once again, they're focusing on the lack rather than focusing on what they want. And that's why something is not appearing. It's exactly why, you know. And by the way, I do want
to
mention
I've had a lot of people say that to me, and then they have the nerve to say, no, but I think positively. Well, if you were thinking positively, you wouldn't have the thought of, I've been chatting this mantra for such and such time, and it's not working.
Right. But I also wanted to mention, it reminds me a lot of EFT and TFT, thought field therapy, that EFT comes from. You know, mantras are like that, where, it's a little weird while you're doing it, but then you get the results. You know, not everybody's used to, in fact, almost no one is used to tapping, you know, on the meridian points, you know, and it looks a little weird until you get used to it like anything else. And then once you get used to it and you keep doing it, you get the result. And no belief is required at all. You don't have to believe in the EFT or the mantra. It will work. Whereas other things do require a certain amount of belief. I've known this forever, but I'm starting to realize that I want to put more meridian tapping into working with clients and a little bit less of the hypnosis, because people hear the word hypnosis and they have different reactions to that, and they have beliefs around it, or a lack of belief, one or the other. And it does require a certain amount of belief in order to really benefit from the therapy, whereas the energy tapping, the EFT, and mantras don't require that. You don't have to believe it at all. You just do it because it's an energetic change. EFT is tapping on the meridian points, you are affecting the energy. Mantras are vibration. It's changing the energy. It's working with the energy. So it doesn't require you to believe anything, whereas some of these other things, even NLP, is state of mind, which requires belief. And I think if you do one of the other things first, if you do use the EFT, already create the change, then when you go and do the hypnosis, they're more like to get a lot more out of the hypnotic therapy, the techniques, even with NLP, than if you don't do the energy tapping first, you see. Very interesting stuff. But we're running out of time in the show. Oh, my God, our first Friday back, and we're just having way too much fun here. Before we take another call, Rose, real quick, do you have the psychetalk.net/upcoming page up to give us the next few shows? Or okay, why don't you let us know what the next upcoming shows Saturday? We have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday coming up.
So this Saturday we have Janet Boyer is coming back. She's going to be on the Saturday show tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern. And the topic of the show is, do you use tarot spreads? So that is coming up tomorrow. And Dax will be on that, radio show. Goodness, I'm losing my words. And your co-host, oh, my goodness.
I'll
Mary
be on
Brad,
that episode,
sorry.
Too. That's what you were trying to
you
say.
You and Mary Brad. I am so, my mind is going. Okay. And then next up on the
Sunday,
25th. May 24th. Is it May 24th? Oh, I'm sorry. These things are out of order. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. So on May 24th.
You're looking in the wrong place. You're looking in the wrong place. Yeah,
I'm
you're
on
not looking.
Upcoming show, so.
What you're in is you're in the category on the blog, and those are all going to be in different order. You got to go to the page, and this is for everybody listening out there. For everybody listening out there, go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, and it has a listing of the upcoming shows. Yes.
Well, you know, you learn.
Sunday, May 24th is Sharona Rapsik's show, Raising Your Vibrations with Essential Oils.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And
here
then
okay, I'm sorry, I just got there.
Did you get it?
So,
okay.
Yeah,
and then Monday, May 25th.
Yeah. And then Monday, May 25th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, is Wisdom of the Soul. And so this is with Janice Fuchs. And then I think we're back to Friday of next week, right? So it'll be back to our show next Friday. I'm sorry, everybody. I kind of messed this up. But anyway, we have a Saturday show at 11 a.m. with Janet Boyer and host Mary Brown and Dex Carlisle at 11 a.m. And they're doing Do You Use Tarot Spread? So those of you who are interested in tarot will find that a very interesting and fun show. Then on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, it's Raising Your Vibrations with Essential Oils with Sharona Rapsik. And then on Monday, again, 10 a.m. Pacific at a different time, so a little bit earlier than the other shows, is the Wisdom of the Soul show with Janice Fuchs. So we hope that you join. And then next Friday, Dax and I are still kind of working this out, but I have an idea of doing talking about manifestation games. You know, a lot of times when we're doing the law of attraction, we're trying to manifest something that we really desire, and sometimes we block it because we want it so much, or it comes out of not necessarily a creative feel, but more of a lack. And what I find is that doing a manifestation game is really good because you're a little bit more distant from what it is that you want to manifest, as well as it makes it fun, you know? And so you want to have that kind of spirit of lightheartedness and fun as you're doing, you know, as you're manifesting. So I'm thinking something along the lines of manifestation games. There are a few that I know of. And I hope you guys, you know, come to our show next Friday and find out how can you have fun with the law of attraction. How can you have fun with manifesting? So
right, and it'll
that.
be It's perfect timing because you have that other mantra. You're trying to, the other wish mantra. You're trying to find that. When you find that, we can do it on next Friday's show. It'll be perfect for the topic. And one quick correction. There's actually always a double header on Monday. I didn't hear you mention the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with Catherine Hahn. That follows the Wisdom of Your Soul show at 11. So the Wisdom of Your Soul show is a pre-recorded show from Janice Fuchs at 10 a.m. And then live, Catherine Hahn is live at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And she's wrapping up her series of shows from this month on The Amazing You. So it'll be part three of The Amazing You. So, yeah, you know, wonderful. If we don't get to your call today, remember, you can call in tomorrow on Saturday, or you can call in on Sunday's show. You know, I'll be back tomorrow with Mary. You can call in with Sharona on Sunday or Catherine on Monday. And then, of course, Rose and I will be back next Friday. You can always find all the shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming. Exciting stuff. Glad we're back on the air, Rose.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So we'll see if we can squeeze in a couple more calls here. But if we don't get your call, remember we have those three shows coming up. There's a show every day, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I did want to mention, you know, our sponsor, the Tarot Guild, and you can come over. You can actually join the website and use all the features of the website for free, thetarotguild.com. And we also have a premium membership. You get your tarot certification included, so it's perfect for professionals. You can join the professional organization for tarot readers since 2004, 16 years now. And you'll get your certification at the CTR level included, Certified Tarot Reader. And it's on sale right now. Normally, annually, it's $78, the number of cards in a tarot deck. But right now, it's 40% out. I think 40% off, yeah, for the spring sale. I think it comes up to be like, I want to say $46.80. Really, really great deal. You'll find that at what is it again? thetarotguild.com/join. And just scroll down. It tells you a little bit about the free membership and then the premium memberships under that. If you're brand new to tarot and you want to learn tarot and numerology, you'll find my course at thetarotguild.com/learn. And it's the Tarot by the Numbers course, also normally $78. It's also 40% off, $46.80 right now. My readings are 40% off. A session with me in between shows, or maybe you don't want to air your dirty laundry over the air, or you want to spend more time than a couple of minutes on the radio, do a full reading, go over to thetarotguild.com/Dax, and you can book a reading with me right there. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 520. 520,
oh,
caller,
yay.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my God, thank you.
You got through, yeah.
Welcome to the show. Lisa from Arizona.
I didn't catch the name. What was the name again?
Lisa. Lisa, L-I-S-A.
Oh, Lisa, okay.
Lisa.
I remember Lisa. How you doing?
There should be a song like that. I remember Lisa.
Yeah. What's Lisa doing?
I remember. I thank you. I have had some good things happen. I was wondering what you saw, Dax, in the way of upcoming. Sometimes I dabble with the idea of like a payroll job. Right now, I'm an independent contractor, and nothing pressing has come up so far as an urgent need to go and get a paid, you know, a payroll position. So I was just wondering if you saw me relocating or staying where I'm at, and also within the field that I'm in. I'm independent contractor, please.
Okay, let's take a look at this. It looks like it could go either way. I'm not getting a strong yes or a strong no you know. I just did a yes-no spread, and it's five cards. If you get, you know, four or five saying yes, that's a strong yes you're going to be moving. If you get, you know, five or four no's, it's a strong no. I'm getting it looks like three no's and two yes. It's kind of leaning towards you're not going to be relocating, at least anytime soon. I only look out about a few months anyway, you know, 3 to 6 months. So it doesn't look like you're relocating. You're in a really good position right now. You could go either way as far as taking on a new contract. Things are actually pretty sunny, really. I mean, literally the sun card shows up. I mean, you can't get a better card than that, right? You know, there are opportunities out there. The Ace of Wands, it's Ace of Swords, I'm sorry. Swords are thoughts and ideas. So it's a new idea, inspiration, concept. There's something new. It could be a new opportunity. It could still be in the same field, but it could also be something completely different with the Ace of Swords because it's a new idea. You know, it's a singular idea. You may already have thought about it, or maybe not. I don't know. Because the Four of Cups shows up. You know, that's the card of the day. One of the aspects of the Four of Cups is that, you know, he's got his arms crossed. He doesn't look really happy. He's staring down at these three cups, you know, three opportunities in front of him. He's not thrilled about any of those three, you know. But there's this fourth option being offered, but he just doesn't see it. It's off to his right in his peripheral vision. He just doesn't notice it, you know. And I almost get a feeling that that's what's going on with you, is that there are opportunities that are kind of there, but you're just not seeing it per se because you're staring at what you normally do. Oh, do I take another, you know, contract and payroll, blah, blah, blah. You know, and so you're missing this other stuff. However, there is something that may come along and kind of move things for you because the Knight of Cups comes in, like it did with our previous caller, with a message on this. There's like a message. There's something. It could be an email. It could be something in the mail. It could be something you come across on social media. It could be something you come across browsing on the web, on the browser. You're going to see something, or something's going to come into you that'll kind of take the fog away for a second and jog your memory a little bit, or, you know, get you refocused and where you'll like see this opportunity that's there, perhaps has been there all along, but you just haven't seen it or contemplated it or gone for it, kind of thing, you know. So, but it's looking really, really, as far as the overall, it's really positive. You're in a good position. You could take another contract, you know, if you just wanted to, just, you know, felt like, okay, I want some more to come right now, you know. But, you know, it's almost take it or leave it. You're in such a good position right now.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, you know, over the next week or so, just be open to something. And, you know, if something comes through, call us next Friday or the Friday after and tell us what it was. Because we want to know, too.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Lisa. We'll talk to you again soon.
Have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you, you too.
Awesome sauce. Awesome sauce. We've talked to Lisa before. She's in my area. And, it's kind of similar, Rose, with some of the other callers. You know, the feeling I get with Lisa. And it's actually true with everyone. Almost all of us are in the same situation where we're so used to what we're used to. And
right.
So we can't see the forest for the tree for the forest, or however that saying goes. Yeah. I see my three martini
right.
lunch. What's going on here? well, we can always do some.
Ooh.
Bubbly. The show's
more
almost
bubbly.
Over. Yeah. There we go. More bubbly. And you know, Lisa's referred to, you know, her contracting before and different situations. She's had different questions, not the same question over and over again. That's not what I'm saying. But there's a underlying thing there, you know, where, like a lot of us, her focus is where she's been and what she's done, and she's not opening. And I think this message that I was seeing coming through, that's going to come through over this week or the next 2 weeks if she opens up to it, to new possibilities, to something that really makes her heart sing, something she could be more passionate about. You know, I don't know about you. Hey, some people, I guess, love doing payroll. I personally would be bored to tears doing payroll. You know, that's just me. That's just me. Right.
Everybody has their own thing. Yeah.
Let's try to squeeze another call in. Who's been waiting the longest here? Oh, I got a call in your area, Dr. Rose.
Really?
In the Bay Area, code 415. Yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from exactly? I used to live in
Hi, this is, yeah, I've called in before. This is Anne from San Francisco, like she guessed.
Hi, Anne.
Wasn't that perfect? We're getting new callers, but we're getting return callers, you know, because we've been off the air for like 3 weeks, and it's our first show back,
yeah.
And so it's great to hear from people like Lisa and Anne. What's going on with you? What do you want to chat about? You okay? Everything good there?
Yeah. Just trying to be busy. I'm not working, so the usual, but, you know, taking care of a lot of projects and cleaning things out to get ready for the next new thing. Yeah. So I have a general question of what, because kind of my old job I won't go back to, and it's kind of impossible now to go back to. So I'm ready for I'm open to new, anything and new. I'd move a little bit or.
Excellent. Do you want to know if you're going to move in addition to the other stuff?
No, not specifically. No, but I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there. I'm open to
doing that
towards the next thing.
I got to tell you, it's definitely leaning in that direction. It's not a strong
yes.
It's not four or five yeses. I'm getting three, potentially four, because the Ace of Swords is an odd card, which we take as all the odd numbers in the tarot we take as a no, and the evens are a yes. And then major arcana are a yes, and minor arcana are a no. And typically that's a no card, but the four aces are weird. They could be taken, because it's such a positive new opportunity, it could be taken as a yes. You see? And then I'm getting the Eight of Pentacles, the strength card, which is eight, and the Four of Cups shows up yet again. So that's three or four yeses that you could be moving. So, now, on top of that, what's going on? Now that you're not going back to this, what you were doing before, your old job, the J-O-B, what's going to go on? Okay, so the cards have really good information about that. First, without anything else, the first two cards are eight cards, the Strength card and the Eight of Pentacles. Yeah, eight is the number of abundance. In numerology, you are on the precipice of a life change, the ending of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle, where you can make extraordinary strides here, which actually ties in with the moving. And what it's all about is setting yourself up for success.
Nice.
We always look at our situations. What's going on, especially big things that everybody has their minds on, like, you know, the health crisis currently or 9/11 back then, you know, we focus in on all the negative stuff, but nothing happens without a balance. There's always really great stuff happening when really bad stuff is happening. In fact, the worse it is, the better the opportunity.
For more complete change. Yeah.
And not too many people are picking up on that right now. And mm-hmm. what this is talking about, the very first card, that Eight of Pentacles, you know, which is a card of abundance, and this craftsman is working on his coins, his pentacles. He's building them. He's already done he's finished like six of them.
Reaping.
He has one on the ground, mm-hmm. and he's working on the other one. He's got two to finish here, you know. And what this is all talking about is that this is the opportunity to completely change in. It's the opportunity to go for what you're really passionate about. And the Eight
right.
of Pentacles is talking about acquiring the skills and ability and doing the practice and the research and the learning right now while you can during this downtime to set yourself up for success. But the Strength card comes in to say, along with doing that, you have to have the Strength card. You have to have the internal fortitude, the courage and
mm-hmm.
conviction, the dynamism, the, you know, to actually say, yes, I'm doing this. And so it's the same thing as it was like with one of our previous callers, actually both of our previous callers, about doing this. About finding out what that is, and then okay, how can I learn or if I already do that, how can I get better at that? Practicing my skill, that's what the Eight of Pentacles is all about. Interestingly enough, Dr. Rose, our card of the day, the Four of Cups, for like I don't know the third or fourth time, literally, you know, shows up yet again. This happens on the show sometimes. I'm shuffling the deck.
Yeah.
I swear to God. You know, but that card of the day keeps showing up because that's the theme. I noticed that in these shows, there's a theme running through the shows. And if you remember what we've discussed with the previous callers and yourself, it's all in alignment. It's a lot of the same thing. So, you know, with that Four of Cups, it's like, again, like I just said with Lisa, it's not being happy with certain things, yet missing the opportunity that's being presented, you see. And, oh,
so,
I also
remember
I mentioned that Ace of Swords. That and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Rose, didn't Lisa also get the Ace of Swords? I think she got one.
I don't remember, actually.
I'm sorry.
I think so. Yeah, it's at the end of the spread. It's at the end of the spread here right now for Anne, but it was at the beginning of the spread for her. Okay, and the Ace of Swords is swords are thoughts and ideas, and it's having that singular aha moment that and focusing in on that single idea and running with it. You know, I'm also getting some cards that are talking about working with other people, potentially partners, something along those lines is showing up as well. So there you go. That's what's coming through. Any other questions on that? Do you resonate with any of that?
Yeah, definitely. I do have ideas, but not a lightning bolt of specifics,
mm-hmm.
but I do know the area and the people and I know the picture of what I want to do next, but I don't have category. I don't have one job title.
Yeah, well, see, you got to narrow it down to one thing, and you're halfway there.
Yeah.
And so what you can
yeah.
do is some of the exercises that we discussed with the other callers, now you can take those images and you can program your subconscious with that at night as you're going to sleep. And the next morning, write down everything you can remember. Ask the universe to give you the guidance. What is the singular thing you're supposed to focus in on based on here's the images of what I'm seeing and what I would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do that. Call us back in a week or two and tell us what came through in your dreams. And if you need, you know, more help, we can always pull more cards and take a look.
Well, I had a real interesting phenomenon this morning. It was a rattle. I had like a shaman's rattle in my ear, and I woke up.
Oh, that's interesting.
To the sound.
Yeah.
And
do you
so
have
that
an interest
was something.
In,
yeah, my co-host Mary uses that on her show, actually. She starts her show out off with her rattle. It's interesting. Mary, that's going to be on the show tomorrow.
I've had readings. Yeah, I do. I do like shamanism and the earth, working
mm-hmm.
with the earth. Yeah, it's very powerful, you know.
Right, yeah. So
that might
things.
Be something
one,
you want to look into, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, what I was going to say is, you know, you could program your dreams, you know, again with that and see what comes back.
Mm.
You know, is this right for me? Also, the other technique that I gave, oh, my God, that was like, who was that? That was like our first caller, I think, where I said, you know, do the solar plexus check. You know, we're checking with your own intuition, your own body,
mm-hmm.
you know. Put your hand on your solar plexus and then take some deep breaths and then just say, you know, is this right for me? And you'll get an answer. Trust me.
All right. Those all sound good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. And then
all
let
right.
us know.
Thank
we'll
you,
be here on Fridays. Bye, Anne.
Okay. I sure will. Bye.
Bye, Anne.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too. Great weekend. Boy, Rose, this was a great show. First show back, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I had a lot of fun. We disseminated a lot of information. This is one of our strongest, you know, threads of alignment through the whole thing. You know, that Four of Cups showing up in every reading somewhere, and that this whole focus on, I feel this is going to help so many people, because this whole focus on figuring out the next step, you know, in our lives,
right?
Because a lot of us are not going to be going back to what we were doing, and so
right.
a lot of us have downtime. We could take courses on Udemy. Can I like to call it Udemy? We could take courses. you guys can enroll in my course. It's on sale. You know, shameless plug there on the tarotguild.com, $46.80. It's never been that cheap. You know, you can learn tarot and numerology. You can learn any matter of things on Udemy. Do the learnings, practice the skills, figure out how you're going to interact with clients. Do you need to learn how to use
mm-hmm.
Zoom? Do you need to learn how to use Skype? You know, figure that all out right now. Reinvent yourself. Use the universe. Program your dreams. Do the exercises, you know, get in contact with your own intuition, with the solar plexus exercise, you know, or do muscle testing.
Mm-hmm.
Have a friend do muscle testing with you. Just go on YouTube and look up muscle testing, and you'll have dozens of videos to show you how to do that. Check in with your body. Your body has the answers to these questions. Is this right for me?
Mm-hmm.
Should I be doing this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. And then there's the mantras, you know, that Dr. Rose gave you that you can try out as well. And wow, this was just awesome. Great first show back. I can't wait. Can't wait for next Friday and the law of attraction and you know, being playful around it. And the other wish mantra. I'm looking forward to that too.
Our
well, I hope you can. Otherwise, you're gonna have to make one up for us, or pick something else. Pick something else. There's a couple of things popped in my head. I mean, obviously, one is you could, you know, anything else that's going to help with mindset for the law of attraction. Another one is a mantra that allows people, I don't know if this exists, but something that allows people to kind of loosen up their mindset so they can enjoy the process of manifestation. So there's a couple
loosen
ideas
up
for
their
you.
Mindset. Okay. Well, I will consider that. We'll see what comes up.
Alrighty. Well, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Dr. Rose.
Goodbye. Bye, everybody.
See you next
Have
week.
A great week.
Bye-bye.